bullying continues to be a problem across the country. It can have an effect on kids' self-esteem and may even lead some to take their own lives. In fact, a 14-year-old Glendale boy, whose family says he was bullied, committed suicide in November. There are efforts, however, to bring attention to the harsh realities of bullying and to help put a stop to it. As WUWM's Taryn Powell reports, one kid in Racine is using a business that he started to make a difference.
11-year-old Alex Hart Apindo is combating bullying with business. He says kids used to call him nerd and dork because he was smart. So Alex says he decided to make the term nerd fashionable by designing and selling whimsical bow ties.
I've been wearing bow ties since I was like 3 years old. When I was being bullied, bow ties gave me confidence. It was a way I could speak without speaking.
Alex is now known as the Bow Tie Biz Kid, and he makes a bold statement with the bow ties themselves. He designed a pink and blue furry tie known as the Cotton Candy Bow, and a tie that looks like the Monarch Butterfly. Another version is made of wood. Although Alex says he's no longer being bullied, that hasn't stopped his efforts to make sure people know bullying is a problem. He wrote a children's book about his experiences, and he recently backed an anti-bullying ordinance in Racine.
People need to be held accountable for their actions. People need to understand that words hurt.
The city recently voted to move forward with the proposal. It prohibits people from bullying and prohibits retaliation against anyone who reports it. Offenders could face fines between $1 and $1,000 plus court costs. While Alex was bullied with face-to-face name-calling, other kids may be victimized online. Imagine logging into your Facebook account and seeing a flood of posts that say you don't matter, or posts that say everyone hates you and you should kill yourself.
Cyberbullying is much more difficult than bullying because it's anonymous, it's nonstop, it's 24/7. Kids hide behind a digital device or their computer, and it's much more upsetting.
That's Ross Ellis, the CEO of Stomp Out Bullying, based in New York. She says bullying is repeated, aggressive, intentional behavior designed to control someone physically, mentally, or emotionally. Ellis says, according to a Pew Research study, kids check their social media a minimum of 100 times a day, so taunting texts and posts can have a big impact, and they can have long-term effects. Bullying also can make it hard for kids to learn and succeed in school, according to Clay Anton, an e-learning consultant for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
It can cause emotional distress, which leads to things like depression, anxiety.
Yet another expert points out that not everything is bullying behavior. Jim Jordan is president of the Canadian organization ReportBullying.com. He says there can be a fine line between whether something is or isn't bullying.
Everyone thinks everything is bullying. Even the parents calling the school saying, my kid's coming home and saying I'm being bullied, when actually it's a conflict. It had nothing to do with it. Or they come home and say, oh, you know, so-and-so is teasing me. Well, teasing's not bullying. Taunting is.
Jordan's organization travels to different schools, training teachers and students about bullying and the importance of the bystander when someone is being taunted. He says everyone has a role in helping to curb the behavior.
Like a campfire needs oxygen, so does a bully. The way that we give the bullies the oxygen is by being complacent. The way we take it away is by speaking up and telling an adult. Until we get bystanders to all say, listen, when we witness this and now we know what it is, it's a repeated action over a period of time with an imbalance of power. If I see that happening, you're not getting my oxygen. I'm going to go tell an adult.
Jordan says we may never completely eradicate bullying, but we'll start to see results when students, school administration, and parents fight bullying collectively. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM.